Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
On the dot, you know what that means. It's time for home team and the king, yeah.
Nah, 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 it's Chuck and Chernoff. Nah, 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 it's Chuck and Chernoff on the fan.
Driving home Atlanta is a traffic jam.
But we got Chuck and Chernoff on the fan, yeah.
Nah, 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 it's Chuck and Chernoff.
I'm not even an intern.
My name is Brett.
At least they know yours.
Everybody's a part of Chuck and Chernoff, as you should be. Your afternoon drive here on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM, the station where champions are crowned and your defending world champs, boy, they want to have a shot to get crowned again. A whole lot to get to over the course of the show as the Atlanta Braves finish up business with the San Francisco Giants. They're out. Guess what? We have an old face coming in, and now we have a big name who never stopped by. We are broadcasting live from the Spring Cinema and Tap House off of Roswell Road. Home team in for Matt Chernoff with the Kang as we try to infotain for the next hour and a half. A whole lot to get to, Chuck. But boy, what a way to end up a three-game set where you have four games to try to win all four. I know we are we're basically sweep drunk around here after what we've been seeing the last 2 weeks before our winning streak came to an end. But winning three out of four, series goblin, and is now where the Atlanta Braves need to be. And now with a 7-6 victory, the Braves cut the lead from the Mets in the NL East down from 4.5 to 4.
Yeah, Houston dropped a sack of hammers on the Mets the past 2 days. That's not so bad. So they've been losing, and the Braves playing a really good team in the Giants. Getting it done at home in front of the home folks, and continue rolling tomorrow with the Dodgers coming in. So win. Got a little sketchy today. It was 7-1, and Kyle was getting a bunch of double plays early in the game. I think he got four or five of them. But then that kind of ran out, and guys started crossing the home plate. So it got a little closer, but they went to the pen at the end and got the dub.
Dansby Swanson continues to look like a maniac with a bat in his hand. As anything you put close to him, he's putting into play or out of the ballpark. That was good to see. It was good to see the Braves build on an early lead as they had a 25-minute bottom of the second that really you thought took the wind out of the sails of the Giants, but you have to give them credit. But another big rally inning by the Braves. And now still some questions that have to be answered because we saw Will Smith give up a run. And Kenley Jansen gave up a solo shot to Jock Peterson. So our bullpen at the end of games now giving up a run or two here and there, not looking completely invincible. But you get the win, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that's like I said, that's a good team. That's a good lineup, and they're going to get theirs as well. But Braves get the dub, and you move on. Yep. I want to mention Charlie Morton as well. One thing during this series that I was wanting to see him get back to was pitching well, stringing together another good start after what he did against the Cubs, and so I was happy to see that.
So the Braves now win 3 out of 4, and the Dodgers and Freddie Freeman come to Truist Park tomorrow. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people in the building, as there have been a lot of people out there today.
36,000 there. It's a day game on a Thursday, 12:20 start on a Thursday, and I mean, the sellout's 40. At 36 today, or 35, maybe.
And it was 200 degrees out there, too.
So. Oh, it was awful. There was a spot in the game. Did you see there was a pitching change? You see what Marcelo Ozuna did?
Yes.
You know where the Braves bullpen is, right? Like way the hell on the right center?
It's not that far, but it's far relative to a baseball.
A pitcher came out, an outfielder went in. He was like, when he's on the mound, I'm sitting in the shade.
Yeah, I think we need some cooling fans or something in the stands. They are letting fans bring in umbrellas if they're not blocking the view of other fans.
Back, I don't know, Little League, whatever. I tried, I heard that a frozen washcloth, like put some water on it, throw in the freezer, put that on between your hat and your head.
Yeah, it gets hot too.
Piece of lettuce, frozen lettuce, a piece of like iceberg, just like one leaf of it, boom, up there, because that freezes frozen water.
What kind of Little League was this when you're putting lettuce on your...
One big piece of lettuce on the outside. You freeze it. You freeze like 10 of them. You put one in every inning.
No, we didn't do that. I think we just took the water hose. You did spray yourself down. Buckets of ice.
Well, then you're wet. You're not cold. Cool, you're wet.
Well, yeah, if you stay cool and there's a slight breeze, or if you're running, or if you have a play in your outfield and you have to run, you're going to cool off a little bit. I've never put the lettuce under the cap.
Maybe you grew up in the city, all right? I grew up in Gwinnett County in the 70s.
I'm not being judgy. I've never heard of that before, taking food.
Oh, no. No, you would just take 85 north to the end of civilization, turn right. Lawrenceville, 1978.
Well, we'll see.
Who's that boy with lettuce on his head?
We'll see if there's any lettuce in the building.
Have
tomorrow.
You never heard of anything like that?
I've never heard or seen in any T-ball or Little League facility children with lettuce on their heads. This is a first.
You've never heard of it being done.
I just heard about it a minute ago.
Well, you're supposed to learn something new every day. It took you until 4:38.
I love working with you because I learned something new, and now frozen lettuce is something I can add to my book of knowledge.
You got to do the pre-work. You got to peel it off, get the big leaves, freeze it, then you got one per inning.
Is there anything else you can use? Cantaloupe?
I'm not going to tell you. I got all kinds of tricks, but if I'm going to be judged.
Well, I apologize.
I thought I was in a circle of friends.
I just thought that was a waste of a good salad. Tomorrow, it won't be as hot. 7:20 first pitch tomorrow night when Freddie and the Dodgers come in. Freddie Freeman going to be made available to the media at 4:30. So we should be able to hear what he has to say about his first return in the Dodger uniform with all that went on with his contract. And seeing now where the Dodgers are one of the best teams in baseball, the Braves one of the best teams in baseball, where he will be, I'm thinking he's going to get emotional. And we'll talk more about
tomorrow. He will. He's emotional anyway. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be like somebody put Old Yeller up on the digital screen tomorrow night.
He's going to get a little onion-eyed, and I think he's going to get a big ovation.
Well, he's also been heating up. I said something on Monday, maybe. He had hit his sixth home run of the season. And I said, all right, well, let's do the numbers. And he played like 60 games. I'm going to say like 14 home runs. And so Monday, I'm like, no matter what else Freddie's doing, they're not paying him $160 million to hit 14 home runs a year. He had another one today. Had a bases-loaded triple either last night or two nights ago. It's that like that month where Freddie scalded the baseball last year and picked everybody up. That's what he has started doing over the last week with the Dodgers just in time to come here.
And we'll get into it a little bit more tomorrow. A bevy of storylines. Kenley Jansen facing his old team. Battle of first baseman with Matt Olson and Freddie Freeman, both doing very well for their teams. Two teams that are some of the best hitting that you can see in baseball. So we'll get to a lot, but the Braves take care of business with the Giants. Too bad we couldn't get the sweep, but you can't ask for perfection every time. And now the Braves find themselves four games behind the Mets in the NL East. There was a shocker today as Arch Manning made his decision, and he has decided not to play football at the University of Alabama. He has decided to not play football at the University of Georgia. He has decided to play his football at the University of Texas. And so you can only play at one place, and everybody has fantastic facilities, fantastic recruiters, fantastic pitches. And it was up to a young man to decide what was best for the trajectory of his collegiate, maybe his pro career. And he decided Texas today was the place to go. Who do we blame, Chuck?
There's no blame to deal around. There really isn't. It was just a kid who picked a school that a lot of elite recruits pick, not necessarily five-star quarterbacks, named Arch Manning. But that was probably 2 months ago. I heard that Texas had become sort of the inside track and that I couldn't find anybody to back away from Texas as the leader. And then he took, I guess, his latest official visit to Georgia, or he was on campus for whatever the classification was. And everybody following that visit said, this is real. Still Texas. This is real. Georgia could get Arch Manning. So he announces Texas today for 50 great reasons. Not as many great reasons as I think there were for a quarterback in Tuscaloosa. But he chose Texas, and rock on, man.
Looked like Alabama wasn't waiting around. They went ahead and got Eli Holstein to come on in. He's a four-star quarterback.
Yeah, they did that about a month ago, and they're like, it's not that we're not waiting or that we don't want Arch. We've got this big 6'4", 225 pounds, and he's 17 years old.
Yeah, go ahead and sign him.
So let's go ahead and get him committed. And by the way, we'll still host you, Arch. We'll still have you on campus, but they had already sort of, and they had a five-star this year, Ty Simpson. So they're loading them up as well. Texas got Quinn Ewers this year, going to have Arch Manning next year. So it's kind of what you do. It's like Super Friends in the NBA. You got to have three of them. That's what a lot of coaches are going for.
I think Alabama and Saban said, you know, good luck to you. We'll be fine. I think that's the approach that Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs will take. Wanted to have you. Hope you had a great time coming to Athens. We'll be fine. We wish you the best of luck, young man, and move forward. They still have a lot of quarterbacks in the room, and Stetson Bennett going to be the starting quarterback. But after this year, then what? Is Brock Vandergriff going to stick around? Are you going to have a room of happy quarterbacks? Are you going to have a happy situation with the backup situation, or are you going to have disgruntled quarterbacks who are tired of sitting and waiting and want to play football, even if it's not at Georgia?
You mentioned the facilities, and we're going to just go ahead and we'll talk 30 seconds about this. Georgia has good facilities and getting better. Maybe they have great facilities now and they're getting even better. Maybe they're almost Oregon. I don't know, and maybe they are. And maybe Clemson has that, and Ohio State has that, and Bama and everybody else. Facilities are not – I don't want to say facilities are getting less important. Facilities have become sort of an assumption. It's name, image, likeness. Snap your – everybody right now listening, all right, pause and snap your fingers. Ready? Happened that quick. It went from, I want to see the facilities. Eric Reed, you know, NFL safety?
Yes.
He was on a visit to LSU last year, and he went on Twitter. He was like, the locker room in Baton Rouge right now is better than what I have in Carolina as a pro, and they're renovating the locker room again. He said the locker room I used to dress in 10 years ago when I was at LSU myself was better than what I have right now in the NFL, and they're asking me for money to redo the locker. He's talking about his own school. So the assumption is the facilities, they're going to be Power 5, Elite, South, you know, whatever, Southeastern Conference, big. They're going to be. And there are differences and there are levels, but the assumption is that the facilities will be good enough, because my main focus now is name, image, likeness, and how I can help my family. You know who Zay Flowers is?
I do not know that name right off the bat.
Kid up at Boston College. He is he's a wide receiver. He's a rising junior.
Okay.
He was not in the portal. Kid from Fort Lauderdale, got 13 brothers and sisters, mom, dad, when he was about three. Dad's a truck driver. He said 2 or 3 days before the portal closed May 1st, he said, I started getting calls from people. He said, one school offered me $600,000 to jump in the portal and then transfer there. He went and told his coach. I'm a poor kid from Fort Lauderdale with 13 brothers and sisters and single parent. How do you turn that thing down,
man? If I'm a middle-class kid or a rich kid, I'm turning out $600,000 to go play football.
He said another school offered me $300,000. Another one, he said it wasn't the schools. It was the intermediaries to the name, image, likeness. He said, I went and told my coach, and I'm staying at BC. Name, image, likeness is way, 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 way more important than having a chocolate tower in the weight room. I mean, you don't need that.
Well, we'll see what, when we hear from him, what Arch Manning, what went into his final decision, as he had some power schools certainly wanting his services and certainly laid out the red carpet for him, but he only chose Texas. The why, we'll hear from him certainly sooner down the road. And we'll talk to Rusty Manziel from 24/7 Sports at 5:20 to talk about what that means for the University of Georgia moving forward and if there's any consequence to not signing Arch Manning as well.
Don't get me wrong. A chocolate fountain, it's among the most luxurious things you can have.
You see those at weddings.
Oh, my gosh. With marshmallows, cookies, pieces of strawberry, whatever. I got no problem with a chocolate fountain. I'm just saying, why do you have to have one in the locker room?
Well, why not? If guys like chocolate and it's money.
And you've got the money.
And it helps you get a recruit. You should have two chocolate fountains inside of a locker room, the way I'm looking at it. We're broadcasting live from the Spring Cinema and Tap House off of Roswell Road. We'll give away a pair of tickets in the 6 o'clock hour as we will get a chance to give people a chance to see the Elvis movie that is coming out. And the screens here are magnificent. The food here is wonderful. Great place to come watch a film.
Just off of Roswell Road and Hammond, and just kind of behind there, Sandy Springs Circle. My wife and I were here about 2 weeks ago watching Maverick.
Got it.
Food's great, adult beverages, all of that stuff.
Yeah, and it's locally owned, so you can get in here and see a great, great place with some local money. 4 o'clock hour brought to you by South Point Financial Services. If you're looking to refinance your home or investment property, then all you need to do is call South Point Financial Services at SPFS.com. That's SPFS.com. Do you have a tease for us, Kang, for the CFT?
Next, I have an arch-related CFT.
You actually do, and we'll get to that when we return here on Chuck and Turnoff, broadcasting live as we broadcast live from the Spring Cinema and Tap House here off of Roswell Road. This is The Fan, 680-93.7 FM.
That's next.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open, Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.
Welcome back in to the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM, your home for the world-champion Atlanta Braves, who get themselves a 7-6 win in day baseball action, now cutting the Mets' lead in the NL East to 4 games. Dodgers, Freddie Freeman coming to town tomorrow. It will be a fun weekend and seeing if the Braves can move even closer to the top of the NL East mountaintop. Home team in for Matt Chernoff with the Kang. We broadcast live from the Spring Cinema and Tap House here off of Roswell Road. 6 o'clock hour, we're going to give away a pair of tickets for you to see the new Elvis movie, which is going to be on a lot of big screens and a fun place, fantastic place for you and the family to come watch a movie here at the Spring Cinema and Tap House. 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by ClickHouse Buyers. 4 o'clock hour is brought to you by South Point Financial Services. If you are looking to finance your home or investment property, then all you need to do is contact the fine folks at South Point Financial Services. Go to SPFS.com. That's SPFS.com.
Off his back foot, caught, touchdown.
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta, because money matters.
Got to beat a king.
Duffy Realty, ATL.com. That am the website for you if you're looking for a little personal real estate business. You want to use Rhonda Duffy, whether you're selling your home. I've sold 3 homes with Rhonda. Difference between her and an old-fashioned agent. About $35,000, almost $35,000 using Rhonda versus the old-fashioned agent who says, give me 7% of your money, not Rhonda. Duffy Realty, ATL.com. An arch-related CFT, sort of, UGA. I'm going to say the glass is a third full. You have less of a scholarship crunch now than maybe you would have if Arch said yes. You know what? You take the hit and get the five-star quarterback, but this is not any sort of I think this is less of a hiccup for Georgia than it is maybe anybody else that would have been in the running. Florida really wanted to get in the running with this kid. Who was it? Virginia thought that they wanted to get in the running with Arch Manning, and they kind of were a little bit. And so it would have been devastating to the Wahoos. Oh, we thought we were going to get Arch, and we're not. That's not the case with Georgia. There is some UGA math that cannot hold. And the good news is it won't have to hold. Following the end of last season, 13 players left UGA via the portal. 15 left for the NFL draft. By my amateur count, another 6 players on the Georgia roster last year were in their final season of eligibility and now can't play college anywhere anymore, and they didn't get drafted. So, as a little asterisk that's kind of interesting, you had nearly 3 times as many players losing their eligibility by going to the NFL than you did by guys going, yeah, okay, well, I played, now I can't play anymore. So that's great. But when you look at this, 13 via the portal, 15 for the draft, that's 28. And again, I think it's six. So that's 34 players who left. You brought in a bunch of kids behind the recruits and all. But you haven't signed anybody from the portal. And when I say you haven't signed anybody, I don't mean you haven't signed anybody like Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm saying you haven't signed anyone. And how can that math hold? I don't know that it will. Maybe two kids, maybe coming up in the next week or month or whenever. It wouldn't surprise me if you look at the Georgia roster and there's a couple of the kids that get added. I don't think it's going to be, and we're sniping, we're going for the big fish. I think that they're going to be very targeted and directed, but for specific needs. Like, I don't know. It won't be this, but it would be like when you get a short yardage blocking tight end, like Kid Tucker they got, that Alabama got out of North Carolina. Or you want a coffin corner or Aussie punter, something like that. It wouldn't be that specialized, especially for valuable scholarships at the end of the cycle. But there's going to be a player or two, a very specific guy that Kirby is going to target, and I would expect those guys to be added to the roster before August camp starts.
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta on the College Football Voice of the South, 680 The Fan.
All right, when we get back, heartbreak in Athens and the Braves welcome in a sacred son on the right note. We'll get to that when we return here on Chuck and Chernoff, broadcasting live from the Spring Cinema and Tap House off of Roswell Road. Home team in for Matt Chernoff. This is The Fan, 680-93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.